John chapter 3, verse 4. I would guess that most of us that have lived any length of time, if we had a possibility of doing something over again, we would, wouldn't we? Probably every single one of us looking back over our past could go back several different places, and if God was to give us a do-over, we'd do it over. John chapter 3, verse 4 says, Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And I'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 18 and verse 3. Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, that is changed, and become as a little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. If you could bow your heads with me one more time. Lord, we ask you for anointing. We ask you for utterance, Lord, that the words that will be spoken, Lord, will be good seed, that they will fall onto good ground. We thank you right now for your blessing and for your presence and your anointing that breaks every chain. In Jesus' name, let's give God one more hand clap of praise. Before you're seated, shake someone's hand. Tell them that you're glad they're here. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. This will not be a long message. If I was going to put a title on it, it would be The Do-Over. The Do-Over. The Do-Over. John chapter 3, verse 4, my opening verse. We see that this very powerful teacher of the law, Nicodemus, had heard about all the miracles and things that Jesus had done, and he wanted to see it for himself. There's nothing that replaces first-hand knowledge. You have got to meet Jesus for yourself. You can have heard what he's done for someone else. You can have gotten all the good stories. But at some point, you're going to have to meet him for yourself. Now, Nicodemus was too high and mighty, and he didn't want everyone to be finding out that he was going to see Jesus. So he came by night. And we see in the story that before he even really gets to his question, Jesus tells him an answer. Amen. He said, Nicodemus, you have to be born again. And Nicodemus doesn't understand what this means, but what Jesus is really telling him, you can get a do-over. You can get a do-over. As I've said, many of us in our lives, if we were to look back at all the big mistakes and things that we've done wrong, we would love to be able to get a time machine and go back to a certain point in our lives and get a do-over. And be able to change some big decision. We say, man, if I only had done this differently. Well, what I'm trying to tell you tonight is that you can get a do-over. See, with man, it's impossible. Nicodemus didn't understand it. He thought, do I have to be born again? Do I have to live my whole natural life again? He said, can a man be born when he is old? Well, here's the miracle. Yes, you can. You can get a do-over of your life if it's in Christ. Hallelujah. In fact, it's the only way to be saved. Jesus in Matthew chapter 18 said, except truly, verily, I say unto you, except you be converted, except you be changed and become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You see, you have to have a do-over even to get into the kingdom of heaven. God is telling us that we didn't live our lives perfectly. We were not the epitome of beauty and grace. But guess what? We can get a do-over. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't need a time machine. You don't need H.G. Wells. All you need is the Spirit of Christ. All you need is to be born again truly. And then you have to live in faith. And God will give you a do-over. Amen. I only heard some weak amens there. Do you understand what Jesus was telling Nicodemus? You get to come out as if you're a brand new baby. you get to come out and to be able to do everything as if you never did it. Just as if I hadn't done it. God looks at you as if you have gotten a brand new life. When you're in Christ, you are a new creature. The old things have passed away and all things have been made new. Do you understand that God has said it doesn't matter what they called you. You could have been a drug addict. You could have been an alcoholic. You could have been this and you could have been that. But in Christ, you get the chance to get a do-over. Amen. You know, there are some sports where if you mess up, you get a do-over. Like in tennis, if you serve the first serve into the net, the umpire, they'll call fault, and you get a do-over. With Christ, you can get a do-over. Isn't that great? That you can come out as a new creature. You know, when I was thinking about this, I thought, wow, wouldn't it be good? You could think of certain points in your life that if you had a time machine, you'd go back and you'd say, well, I wouldn't make this mistake again. I would not do this again. I would have not bought that car. I would have not spent this money. I would have not trusted this person. I would not have gotten into this relationship. But you know, in Christ, you can get a do-over. From wherever you are, the Spirit and the Word is saying that you are a new creature. Now, why don't I feel like I'm a new creature? Why don't I feel like I've gotten a do-over? Well, the problem is that you have not been in Christ in faith. You are still living in self. You're still looking, as I preached a little while ago, you're still looking at yourself as the old creature. But as Christopher preached one time, you got to put on the new man in Christ, the new man in righteousness. You have got to understand that in Christ, you are a new creature, that you get a do-over. It doesn't matter what the devil may say. It doesn't matter the way the world looks at you. But in Christ, you're a new creature. What does it mean? What does he say you have to be born again? In Deuteronomy 1:39, it explains the only people who made it out of Egypt into the promised land were the little children. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 39. Here's God speaking to the children of Israel, saying, moreover, your little ones, your little babies, which should be, you said, they'll never make it. The little babies will never make it. You said they should be a prey. And your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither, and unto them will I give it. Here is the key. You see, a little baby is innocent. A little baby doesn't understand good and evil. They just trust. What God is saying, if you want to have a do-over, you've got to forget your past. You cannot live in the past. You have to live in the now. Let me say it again. You cannot live in your past. If you try driving a car looking in the mirror going backwards, you're either going to crash or have to go real slow. You cannot live in the past. God is telling us that we have to forget where we came from. He has made us a new creature. You have to start thinking and living in the now. Amen. A little baby only can think of the now. Do you realize that? They've done many tests. And a little baby can only react to the present circumstance. They're not thinking about the food for next week. They're not thinking about the electricity bill. They're not thinking about the mortgage payment. All they're thinking about is, I'm happy. I'm hungry. I want some. And what happens? Their need is filled. What God is telling us is that we have to trust entirely on Christ. We have to live in the now because he has given us a do-over. But most of us are not taking it. We are trying to live in the past. We're trying to bring all the baggage with us. We're trying to think about all the mistakes we've made and how if we could only go back and fix it. Jesus has fixed it for you. He fixed it on Calvary when he said, "It is finished." Now, don't you go digging back up your old grave clothes. Preach that one before. He says, moreover, your little ones, which you said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil. Now, it's very hard sometimes to forget your past. The devil will bring it up. He'll bring people to come and say, hey, you going to church now? Come on now. Be real. That's what the devil will do. But you need to say, devil, you're a liar. I am a new creature. The old me is dead when I went down in that baptismal pool. I am a new creature. You know why? Because I got a do-over. You know, they have these shows on TV where they do a makeover. Well, we have one better. We have a do-over. See, a makeover is only skin deep. But a do-over, if you do it in Christ, is all the way through. I am a new creature. The old things are passed away. See, we need to become like little children. We need to trust God completely. 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 When they ask me, what are you going to, you know, in the interview at work, they always say, what are you going to do in 5 years' time? I really have to tell them, I don't know. I might be in heaven by then. That would be the best outcome. Amen. The Bible tells us that we can only live in the now. But most of us are starting to try and think about next month, next week. And the trouble is we have no control. And you know what that is? It just makes us stress out. We can't sleep at night. We wake up in the middle of the night. I'm going to try and put down my burdens on Christ. He says he wants us to cast our cares upon him, for he careth for us. You know, it'd be shocking if the baby started talking and saying, and I've said this example before, where's my clothes? You didn't buy any diapers this week. Where's the milk for next week? That would be shocking if a baby said, hey, where's the Pampers for next week? I don't see it. I'm worried. See, that's what we do to God. All the baby knows is when I'm hungry, feed me. Give us this day our next week's bread. Our monthly bread. Are you sure? You see, we have gotten a do-over, not a makeover. A makeover is only skin deep, but if you are trusting totally in your Creator, he has promised that he is going to supply some of your needs, part of your needs. I can absolutely tell you that God supplies all of my needs. All of my needs. And it's getting to the point is he does it before I even knew I had a need. I testified this morning, and I hope my wife doesn't mind, but I'll just say it. You know, my daughter had no insurance, and they said that the MRI originally was going to be $6,000. So we said, well, let's search around. Let's see if we can find somewhere cheaper. Finally, they came up, and they said, well, we found somewhere for $750, but then there's going to be the spinal tap, and there's going to be, and it was up there. You can just bet. But you know, just the week before, God sent the money. Just the week before, and I said, I in my carnal flesh said, okay, we got some money now we can put down. But my wife said, this means that there's going to be a need. And God supplied the funds before the need. So in the end, we had enough to pay for her medical expenses. See how God does it? He has promised that if you're in him, you get a do-over. Not a makeover, a do-over. A do-over, hallelujah. He's telling us that we have to become like little children. Well, you don't want to be like a little child, most of us. When we were little children, the first thing we wanted to be was a grown-up. We wanted to get in our teenage years. But of course, most of us now who have been in our teenage years and well beyond, we would love to be back at mama's house. We would love to have all our meals cooked for us, all our clothes washed for us. All we had to do was come in and sit down and where's dinner? God has told us that he has prepared a table in the presence of our enemies. The trouble is, we're like the little baby crying out and saying, you didn't buy enough Pampers, God. Where's the next meal? Instead of trusting him, instead of understanding that he has promised us a do-over. Nicodemus couldn't get it. Can a man go back into his mother's womb? Jesus said, no, you don't get it. But in Christ, you can become a new creature, a completely new creature. The world cannot understand that. The world doesn't accept that, how someone can be changed. But I'm telling you today, you can be changed and you can be provided for. Because I serve a God that his arm is not short. Hallelujah. His ear is not hardened that he cannot hear. And when I call upon him, I'm telling you, he answers prayer. He is able to save to the uttermost. And it's getting so that God does it before I ask. Because I thought, well, okay, we got a little money here now. My wife just knew. She said, okay, now that means there's a need coming. And sure enough, the next week, here it goes out. It came in and it went out. But the Lord provided. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, we are just coasting along and we're being like the little baby asking about next week. When all he said to pray for is, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. The Bible says sufficient is the trouble for the day. You don't have to worry about next week. Next week will have its own stuff. But if you are trusting in God, if you understand that you are a new creature, that the old things, the old you, the old fears, the old trouble is passed away. Now you say, well, I got the Holy Spirit and I'm still got lots of trouble. I got lots of problems. I'll tell you what the problem is. The more you live in faith, the more you get to that place, the less that stuff will bother you. It's because you are not completely sold out. You're still trying to look after yourself. You would be shocked, and I've said this many times, if the baby started grabbing the diaper and started to diaper themselves. Leave it to your Heavenly Father. He's the one who's going to be looking. You can't look after yourself anyway. Amen. You see, God has said that we should be resting from our labors. By that he means unbelief. It says in Hebrews 3:18, speaking about the same Jews in the desert, it said that they could not enter in because of their unbelief. Hebrews 3:18, and to whom he sware that they should not enter into his rest. Let me ask you a question. Are you resting in God? Well, I'm sure some of us are, but I'm sure a lot of us are not. We're worried. We're fretting. We're stressed. But if you truly are in faith, if you're truly growing, there's a point where you're just resting. Because truthfully, you have no control anyway. You have no control anyway, so you might as well rest. It says that they could not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not, Hebrews 3:19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. But their little children, all they did was trust. Mommy and daddy has always been there. They're always going to be there. They just trusted. And so God brought them in. The Bible says we have to be converted and be like little children. We have to start to live in the now. Lord, thank you for today. I've tried to make a habit every morning to just pray for today. Ask my wife. I say, give us what we need for today, Lord. Lord, I just want you to make today go fine. Work it out for me today. Give me favor today at work, Lord. Open my understanding and my job today, Lord. I try not to pray for next week because I don't know what's going to happen next week. I know about today. God wants us to live in the now because he has promised that we can have a do-over. You get to be a new creature. Now, if you go back and want to put on the old grave clothes, then you won't be a new creature. Matthew 6:25. Jesus talking to his disciples. In Matthew 6:25, he says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought. Wow. In Sunday school, we were talking about obeying Jesus. He says, take no thought for your life. That's hard. That's what the word says. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Now, he's not saying don't get up and walk out naked. No, that's not what he's saying. But he's saying don't stress over it. Don't be like the looking at next week and next month of things you have no control. I could walk into work tomorrow and they say, well, because of the merger, we are shutting down your department. I want to have the attitude, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. All that means is I'm going to get a better job. See, when your trust is totally in the Lord, I can tell you this. I'm not surviving by my job. I'm not surviving by my intelligence. I'm not surviving by any skills. I can tell you how I'm surviving. Because I'm way out of my league. I can tell you that. You know, you don't believe me, but I'm telling you, I'm way out of my league. All the people I'm working with are PhDs and above. But you know what? The Lord just knows how to work things out, because I declared to you some time ago that the Lord was going to grant me a patent. And so the committee at work approved the patent. So I'm going to have a patent in my name. And I'm the dumbest one of the bunch. But you understand that exaltation doesn't come from college. It comes from the Lord. It comes from the Lord. See, I got a do-over. I don't have a PhD, but they don't know that as far as they're concerned. Man, he came up with this idea and it looks so good. The company's going to get behind it and we're filing for a provisional patent application. So my name will be up in lights, not that I want it to. You see, favor and blessing and exaltation comes from the Lord. When we truly learn that, we can, and I've said this before, I'm sorry for boring you, but you can learn to step out your boat. If Jesus tells you come, You can step out your boat and you can walk on water. And the whole world will be wondering, how are they surviving? How are they making it? And all you know is you're walking on that word which has come. See, I got a do-over. God has given each one of us a do-over. It depends on what you want to do with it. You can live your life in the past or you can live your life in the now and say, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for blessing me today. Thank you for the clothes I'm wearing today. Thank you for the love I have today. Thank you for my children today. I'm not going to be trying to carry the burden of last week or the burden of the future because I have truly no control. You could walk out your house tomorrow and have a flat and all kinds of things. I'm just thanking God for today. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is what I've been saying all along. Therefore, if any man in Christ, you got a do-over. You are a new, let's say it together. Do you believe that? Okay, stop looking in your past. Stop looking at yourself. The world has a term for it, navel gazing. They call it navel gazing, when all you're doing is you're so self-absorbed, you know, you're gazing at your navel. Is it in or does it, you know, is there any fluff in there? We need to stop navel gazing. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author. See, when we start to look at him and his righteousness, then we can be perfect. Hallelujah. We get a do-over. And we don't realize it. We're looking for some time machine or say, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make better choices. But I tell you what, unless your choices are in him, you'll make the same mistakes. You'll make the same mistakes. See, your past is that, your past. You cannot do anything about it. If you could stand with me. I have so many favorite scriptures, but these two lately have started to work on me a lot. Romans 5:13. And it's when we were studying the book of Romans, I first put these two scriptures together. It says, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed. And for those of you in accounting, that means it wasn't being written down, wasn't being held against you. Let me say it again. For until the law, sin was in the world. There was wrongdoing, but God was not writing it down. Was not writing it down. But sin is not imputed where there is no law. People were still doing wrong, but because there was no written law, there was no law, it was not being accounted for. Romans 10:4. And here's the part I like. You can come on up. For Christ is the end of the law. Now, if you put those two scriptures together, that is so powerful. If Christ is the end of the law, you know what that means? For righteousness to everyone that... So if you believe, that means sin is not being imputed to you. What does that mean? It means you are perfect. If Christ is the end of the law in righteousness for everyone that believes, and the other scripture says where there is no law, sin is not being accounted for. You know what that means? Your past is your past. You got a do-over. Who likes a do-over? I do. I do. I like a do-over. Nicodemus, what Jesus is trying to tell you is, you can have a do-over. If you will be born of the water and of the Spirit, you can get a do-over. You can come out of that water. You may be physically grown, but God is counting you as a baby. A baby. And it was the little ones in Deuteronomy 1:39 that were allowed to go into the promised land. Why? Because they had no knowledge. They weren't thinking. They weren't premeditating. A baby is not premeditating. It only lives in the now. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm uncomfortable. It's not thinking, well, I'm happy now, but next week I might be uncomfortable, so I'm going to cry now. That's what we do. That's what we do. We premeditate. Well, it's okay now, but it's going to get bad, so I'm going to get depressed right now. Jesus said, take no thought. Don't think about all the bad things. In fact, the Bible says the opposite. If there be any virtue, think about what? good things. Think about the Lord's mercy and his grace. I'm just praising him because he prepaid my daughter's medical bills. Before I even asked for it. Before I asked for it, the money showed up. Before I even asked for it. Yeah, my wife wants to add all the other good things that happened because God is so good. She added and found her insurance as well because she didn't have any. And of course, the greatest thing, if there was a tumor, when they did the MRI, there was no tumor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that you've gotten a do-over. Now, if you've got the Holy Spirit and you don't feel like you've got a do-over, you know what? You need to take these two scriptures and start meditating upon them. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. And then Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end, let's say it, end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. When you put those scriptures together, it means that God is looking at you as a brand new baby. He's saying, stop worrying about the milk for next week and the Pampers and the diet. I got that covered. It'll show up. Just trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust. That's what God is shouting at us today. I've given you a do-over. Take it. Use it. Do not look in your past. Stop worrying about your future. Trust me now. Because I love you. I love you. I love you. I care for you. You're mine. I will take care of you. I have promised never to leave you. You may not see me right now. You may not feel me right now, but I'm here and I promise I'm not going to let you die. Because you belong to me. In John 17, when Jesus was making his last prayer, he said about his disciples, I have lost none of them. Save the son of perdition. And he said, nobody, let's say it together, nobody can pluck them out of my hand. You remain in faith in Christ's righteousness, and before his eyes, you are perfect. You've got a do-over. You've got a do-over. If you didn't know it, you have a do-over. You just have to move off the dime you're on looking at your navel and start looking onto Jesus and say, Lord, I trust you. I believe that your death makes me perfect and that your love covers every sin. Isn't that what the scripture says? Doesn't it say that love covers what? Let me hear you say it. Are you sure love covers what? Jesus' love is so great, it covers a multitude more. So that means I got a do-over. Even though I was rotten and no good and a jerk and a horrible type of person, because of his death, I get a do-over. My past is my past, and I get to walk as if I'm a new creature. Whatever the world labeled me before, alcohol, whatever, drug addict, they got some horrible names the world has. The world has got some terror. The devil knows how to sling some mud. Slut. Hobo. He's got some horrible words for people. But in Christ, I am washed clean. I got a do-over. I open these altars for the church. If everyone would like, I'm going to invite the whole church. Get your do-over. Move into your do-over. Even if you've gotten the Holy Spirit and been baptized many years, and you're not feeling it, move into your do-over. Just trust God that his righteousness makes you a new creature. That he has got a plan for your life. And that you haven't even yet begun to see the goodness of the Lord. That he's got so much more for you. That he's got so much more blessing for you and work for you in his kingdom. That he has got deliverance for you. That he's got healing in your family. I'm going to claim my do-over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Christ, the old things are passed away. In Christ, I am a new creature. I refuse to take the label that Satan wants to put on me. But before him, I can come boldly. The scripture says, Hebrews 4:16, I can come boldly to a throne of grace. And we did that study. We all know what color that is. It's a blue throne, a sapphire throne, that is God's throne of grace. And as we close this service, I'm just asking you right now, say, Lord, give me my do-over. Amen. I want to walk into your righteousness so that I don't feel any condemnation, that I don't feel any guilt, because the Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them, hallelujah, that are in Christ Jesus. You see, the devil has deceived us, and he wants to bring us into less than what God has called us to. But he said, I've given you a do-over. Hallelujah. Let's all pray right now. If you could lift up your voice to heaven.